listener production.
Hello, it's Rosie O'Brien. There's been a serious car and truck crash in the Somerset region. The Brisbane Valley Highway near Mockers Road at Fannyview is closed. It's understood one person is trapped and has sustained critical injuries. Another person has been transported to hospital. Motorists are urged to avoid the area or expect long delays. The southeast is sweltering through a severe heatwave. It's still 31 degrees in Brisbane, but the apparent temperature, or what it feels like, is 35. No real reprieve on the coast. It's still 30. The PM and Queensland's Premier have had productive discussions today about the 2032 Olympics, but there's still no confirmation of a major funding deal.
We will sometime be making appropriate announcements, but I'm very confident that people will see the Commonwealth and the Queensland Government working together in the interest not just of Queenslanders, for Australia.
Meantime, an Australian firearms registry has also been discussed at National Cabinet following the Queensland police shooting tragedy late last year. And another protest is scheduled tomorrow, led by members of the Save Our Southern Gold Coast, who are in opposition to Stage 4 of the light rail. Kath Down says crowd numbers are increasing, with all in agreement that the project possesses so many problems.
We don't believe it's truly about transport, it's about development. We'll be losing access to our beaches because there is no provision for parking and no one is being transparent with that whatsoever.
The Brisbane Heat are riding high into tomorrow night's Big Bash final after their upset win over the Sixers last night. The Heat will face the Scorchers in front of their home fans at Perth's Optus Stadium, but assistant coach Wade Seckham says they'll go in confident.
We've had a great run in. Got a lot of momentum on our side the last few games, so really looking forward to tomorrow night.
And again, Collingwood, Richmond West Coast and Hawthorn won't receive any additional cash this year from the AFL. It's a different story for the expansion clubs, Gold Coast and GWS, pocketing an extra 14 mil.